That's Avalon, originally off the latest record called Homegrown, from our in-studio guest, Michelle Malone.
My last record before that came out in 97, and it was actually recorded in 95, so I'd kind of been sitting around with a lot of songs, and frankly, you get bored singing the same 10 songs for 5 years, so, you know, I was raring to go. I was a part of a band called Band of Soleil. It wasn't Michelle Malone, so it was a band project. It was a three-piece, you know, power trio, essentially. We really influenced by, like, Cream and The Who, and so it was really different, and we made it as a rock band. And plus, I was in my 20s then, and it was just a whole nother world, you know? Here I am, years later, and acoustic again, and so, yeah, it's completely different. I heard someone say, well, I don't know where I heard this the other day, but music is a journey, not a destination, and I'm just moving along.
Did you take time after...
No.
After a second, yeah. After,
I didn't skip a beat. I just said, you
just
know.
Just moved on.
Because for better or worse, I kind of know the industry in and out at this point. So, yeah, I can make a record and put it out and sell quite a few and
Your
be happy with
Your fans don't care.
It. No, they. In fact, they're really, really excited when you are doing everything yourself. They're that much more supportive. And they feel closer to you and just they want to be there for you. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, well... Now she's doing it for us.
Right.
And that's true. So if it weren't for them, I definitely couldn't continue. I talk to them constantly.
Yeah.
I try to answer all my email, talk to them at shows, and I make myself super accessible because I really feel a lot more grounded and normal with this crazy job when I am in touch with it from the ground up, you know. Mm. So I'm super appreciative of all the people that have supported me the past, you know, 14 years or so. I'm a lucky gal.
Yeah. In listening to the songs on this record, it seems, overall, that there's a recurring theme of sort of discovery, rediscovery, acceptance, and, you know, sort of, and moving on.
You were listening.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were there other events? We're talking about all this industry stuff. Were there other events just that sparked all of that?
There's a lot of personal stuff that really made me grow as a person, and the whole independent experience really made me grow. It's just been a wild ride, you know, the past couple of years, but it's been so positive.